WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 66 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. College Station is getting its first business where you can drive through to buy a mixed drink or a cup of beer. As part of a conditional use permit approved on a split vote by the city council, business owner Tyler Stevenson was asked how that works.
Well, as per TABC law, the only person ordering is the only person we have to ID. Any other people in the car, as long as we don't, if they don't ask us a question, we don't ID them per se. Now, if we're in a car and they say, I want to try this, I want to try that, we have to card everyone in the vehicle.
Blanche Brick failed in her attempt to block alcohol sales in the drive-thru.
For me, the operative word is that you have to walk into other places to get the alcohol and walk out. Here, you don't. You can drive through.
Voting with Brick was Carl Mooney, who told Stevenson the nature of his business, quote, makes driving and drinking that much more likely. The ink is dry on the contract extension for Texas A&M University System Chancellor John Sharp.
The five-year extension allows Sharp to stay until 2020 with the option of an automatic renewal through 2025, unless he or the Board of Regents give written notice in 2019. Sharp's base salary rises from $507,000 to $900,000 a year. He will also receive another $200,000 as a retention bonus, and the amount of Sharp's deferred compensation was raised from $150,000 to $200,000 a year. The $1.3 million in total compensation, according to figures provided by the A&M system, would move Sharp from fourth to second among his peers in the state, behind UT Chancellor William McRaven at $1.9 million. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Following the November election, Art Hughes will step down after two terms as a Bryan City Councilman. On WTAW's The Infomaniacs, Hughes was asked what qualities he wants in his successor.
I feel very strongly that anyone serving on council needs to understand that the city staff, the city manager and his staff, are the ones that really manage the city. The city council gives direction. We're really more of a legislative body than a management team.
Hughes says the city has the right staff in place to execute what the council wants. Those who drive Boonville Road and William Joel Bryan Parkway are being told to pay attention to reduce speed limits. Speeds on FM 158 between Miramont and Villa Maria went down 5 miles per hour as of this morning. The TxDOT District Office in Bryan reports enforcement will be in effect before noon. A member of the second generation of the Bluebell family has died. Chairman Emeritus Ed Cruzy was 87. His funeral service is Saturday afternoon at 2 at Brenham High School. The 1949 graduate of Texas A&M went to work at Bluebell full-time 2 years later and worked full-time for 42 years. After his retirement in 1993, he continued as chairman of the board until last year. Keep Brazos Beautiful held its annual awards luncheon yesterday. Winners were announced in 9 categories. That included 2 homeowners associations. The Emerald Forest HOA was recognized for recycling 60,000 pounds of recyclable material, and the Copperfield HOA was awarded for attractive landscaping and their Yard of the Month program. A list of all the winners is on our website at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 8:09. It's 66 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news coming up at 8:30. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages. From structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation, Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Cruzy Village, Brenham's full-service retirement community, has active senior apartments ready for move-in. These spacious and updated apartments are for seniors 55 and over and are designed so you can enjoy life without worrying about all the hassles. Choose an all-inclusive plan that includes housekeeping, maintenance, meal plans, and linen service, or a plan that fits your lifestyle. Cruzy Village has move-in specials for September and October, so call 979-830-1996 to schedule a lunch tour today, or visit online at cruzyvillage.org. Cruzy Village, retirement living at its best in beautiful Brenham.
It's 8:10, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Wilton's Office Works on the East Bypass between University and Briarcrest, or at wiltons.com. That's Wilton's with furniture, supplies, and so much more. Here we go.
Lots of sunshine for today. Temperatures are going to be anywhere from 90 to 95 this afternoon. Partly cloudy tonight with a chance of a shower very late tonight. Lows near 70. It'll be partly sunny tomorrow. Any showers will end in the morning if we see any. Highs 90 to 95. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 65 to 70 for the low. Partial sunshine as we get the weekend started Saturday. Highs 90 to 95 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So, the College Station City Council votes for this conditional use permit to sell alcoholic beverages that can be passed into a drive-through window to someone who is already in a vehicle, right?
Yes.
Okay. And they're sealed with some sort of a plastic top, right?
Yeah, that's what the Daiquiri Barton does, too.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. And so that it's not an open container.
Correct.
Until it is.
Oh, you mean no one ever pops the top on a bottle cap?
No. Well, no, not at all. I'm not saying that that's not true, too. And go ahead.
If I'm not mistaken, that tape is, it's not indelible, but it leaves behind a mark to show tampering, evidence of tampering.
Okay.
Okay.
So if you break the seal on it and then try to reseal it?
Okay, does an alarm go off? Does it, is the GPS tell the drone that's following you?
Are you trying to make breaking the law against the law? How many laws do we need to protect other laws?
I know.
It's already against the law.
Oh. It is against the law.
So people shouldn't do it. And if they do it, you're going to make doing it against the law?
No, I just, and again, believe me, I'm an entrepreneur. Okay, believe me, I'm an entrepreneur. And the thing is, I don't have that big a problem with that particular one because it's obvious that, as I've heard more about it, if you have four servings and there are four people in the car. Now, what happens if there's one person who wants four servings or two people who want four servings? I mean, is there a judgment involved there?
I mean, anecdotally, I've seen people be charged for riding in the same vehicle but not being related to the person buying beer.
Yeah. And again, they're operating under TABC laws.
Regulations.
Yeah. It's just, I guess I don't understand the regulations. But, you know, that is nothing compared to pocket shots. The first time I saw pocket shots,
man.
I thought
yeah.
my head would explode. I thought I was dreaming. I mean, because you could buy, like, 25 of those and stuff them in the armrest of your truck or car or something, couldn't you?
That way you've got emergency shots?
Well, no, you don't have emergency shots. Hell, you get a can of Coke and you drink it halfway down, you put five of those things in there, and you're poopy-faced in no time. I mean, come on.
Well, if people weren't thinking it before, you let them know now, Scott.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, because that's all new and different. Golly, I can't imagine that is allowed to be sold. Those people must have a fantastic lobby. Because I went and looked them up because I didn't know what they were called. And I guess the one that came up was Pocket Shot. That's the company. And, of course, their landing page has peppermint schnapps, which just made me shiver. Can you imagine that?
Oh, man, I like it.
Okay,
mixed
sure.
with other stuff.
Okay, right, exactly. But let's say that you're rummaging around in your pickup truck at night in your armrest and, you know, the dome light doesn't work, okay?
Uh-huh.
And so you just pick one up, and you can't tell what it is. And, of course, you use your teeth to rip it open.
Right.
And you see it's clear, so you go, oh, great, it's tequila. And then you take a full shot of peppermint schnapps. That'll set you free.
I'm awake.
Yeah. Oh. And, again, I don't know that they're any more dangerous than a famous bowl, okay? You give people a bowl and a spoon, and you put them out on the road? Seriously? This is what you want to be doing? And then they have to stop fast because the person in front of them is texting and they spill the corn and the potatoes and the gravy all over themselves. Yeah.
Going with what you said about your favorite city of New Orleans,
yeah.
They've done that in New Orleans forever.
What's that?
The drive-through setup
And again,
because I bought a drive-through daiquiri so I could do it.
Okay, so, and you got one. But again, to go back to pocket shots where, you know what? Well, what happens when an officer stops somebody? And, you know, they haven't been drinking necessarily, and they ask permission to look in the vehicle, and there you go. You got a bag that has 42 of these pocket shots in it. See, I just...
So you're transporting it to a party.
I know, of course you are.
Or the A&M game,
of course,
or whatever.
That's exactly what you're doing. I know. And there's no chance that your kids could get into that either.
Any more than your liquor cabinet. Come on.
Oh, no, no, no.
Come on.
You're operating under a guilty until proven innocent premise
here.
Well,
I just, hello.
Hey, the New Orleans or the Louisiana way that they get around that.
Yeah.
You know, you go down there and you get this big 64-ounce vat of liquor, you know.
Yeah.
All of them taste the same. Yeah. I mean, there's no difference between peach and raspberry and everything else.
This is a man that's done experimenting.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah. The way they get around it is they put a piece of tape over the straw and wink at you, go, you're not going to drink that till you get home, right?
Oh, yeah, good. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Yeah, you're right. I am. I'm just concerned. Well, here's the reason. Is because left to our own devices, we fail. I mean, we break the law. We just do.
That's that scary thing called
freedom.
Yeah, I know. I understand. Yeah, I know. Sounds weird for me to be doing this, right?
But Patrick and I coming at you?
Yeah, I know. It does bother me because then you have a very good chance of having impaired judgment while you are operating a very large vehicle that can go really, really fast.
It bothers me that people want to replace gender-specific pronouns, but we can't do anything about it.
Well, this, though, we could do something about.
But
they allowed this to become legal.
What do you mean allow this to become legal? They didn't make it illegal.
Exactly.
No. At one point, it was illegal.
Well, I guess that's why it's a conditional use permit.
Exactly. At one point, it was illegal, and they are allowing under certain circumstances that it be legal. And again, I'm not talking about the conditional use permit thing nearly as much as I am the pocket shop.
Wasn't there a drive-through over there by Westgate for a while?
Sure. It's still there.
They'll hand you a bottle of beer. It's the same thing.
Oh, they'll sell you a case of beer, won't they?
It's the same. Yeah. Exactly.
No,
this,
it's not.
It is.
It's not exactly the same
How
thing.
How is cracking open a beer in your car
uh-huh.
that they handed to you in a drive-thru different
right.
than getting something that you got to rip the paper top
because
off?
Because what happens is you rip the top off, you pour it in your glass, you throw the bag away, and there's no evidence there.
Well, I mean, there's a cup that smells like alcohol.
Okay,
so the
possibly,
styrofoam,
unless it's vodka or gin or
no,
something like that.
No, it still smells.
So the styrofoam cup that you have sitting in the front seat that you've now filled with the beer that you just bought through the drive-thru is the same thing.
Yeah, I understand, but I also, the alcohol content of beer as opposed to hard liquor is different.
Now, that's one thing. Is it hard liquor or is it wine?
Pocket shots?
Oh, it's 40%.
Pocket shots is liquor.
Full strength.
Yeah. No, pocket shots I know. I'm talking about the drive-thru place.
Oh, they said mixed drinks, so whatever they mix
Well, yeah,
at.
But you can mix drinks with wine because you can buy a wine margarita anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, that one's bothersome. This one, pocket shots are dangerous, I think. I think
the type of person who would rip open a shot at 60 miles an hour is the same person who'd get into the car already inebriated.
Yeah,
well, sure.
I don't know that we're changing anyone's behavior by restricting the fact that someone can take these on the river and enjoy them there.
Yeah, I understand. I think about contributing to the delinquency of a minor here,
Well, I mean, yes.
Never going to happen in Bryan College Station.
Yeah, I know. That's just so.
That's just silly.
Okay, we've all got our rose-colored glasses on now.
If
that's
you're a
good,
BTU customer and are thinking about upgrading the energy efficiency of your home, contact us today to find out how you may qualify for smart home incentive offers. If you install attic or wall insulation, Energy Star windows, or solar screens, you could receive a BTU smart home incentive, and the upgrades can yield you substantial energy savings. To learn if your home upgrades are eligible and to apply for the program, visit btutilities.com or come by the BTU office.
It's 820 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Elsie Bonds here this morning from the city. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm loving this weather.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's nice in the morning. Gets a little warm in the afternoon, but it's okay. We know that fall will be here at some point.
A hint of what's to come.
Yeah, exactly. What do you got going on today?
Well, I just wanted to talk a little bit in general about the programs that we offer at the city through community development. You know, we receive federal funds on an annual basis, and primarily we provide programs to special needs groups like elderly, homeless, low and moderate income. And I just wanted to mention again and remind people about the programs that we have.
Sure, sure. Well, tell us a little bit about some of the specific things that people might be able to look at.
Okay. So if you own your own home in Bryan and you are within a certain income range, we can provide some minor repairs. So a lot of times an elderly person living in their home on a fixed income. They may need a roof repaired or maybe a handicap accessible bathroom or maybe a ramp outside. So those are some things that we can do on an immediate basis to help people stay in their home longer and to make improvements on their home. A lot of times there may be where a home might need a little more repair than just a little minor repair. So that would be our major rehab or reconstruction. Again, a person has to own their own home and be current on their taxes or on a tax payment plan and within a certain income range. And if you come to our office or call our office, you can give us, we can give you all the details. That's 209-5175 is the main number. And we'd be happy to come out and visit with you and talk about, you know, what we can do to improve your home, whether it be a minor repair or if you need more work done. We also offer a home buyer's assistance program. So young families trying to get into a home, they get qualified by a local financial institution, and we can provide up to $7,500 in down payment assistance. Really helps people that might have a really good credit and they get their loan through their bank or their credit union, but they just don't have that down payment assistance.
So now, how long does the process take if you have decided that, for instance, you do need some work done in your home, and let's, for simplicity's sake, let's say it's October the 1st and you go in. Can you give folks kind of an idea of a timeline?
For minor repair, we generally try to do that fairly quickly. With minor repair, we try to divide it into two different categories, an immediate health or safety need. And so we're going to try to turn that around in a couple of weeks, a week or two, depending on who's available to do the work. But if it's something that is not an immediate need, it might take just a little bit longer, but we'll get the application process started and do everything we need to do. So, you know, generally from a week to 3 or 4 weeks, if it's not an urgent need. Now, if it's a major issue, a lot of times it does take a while because we have a lot of people that are interested in the program. So it just depends on the application process, making sure that you have your title cleared to your property. That process can take several months. It just depends on, you know, on the individual homeowner and what issues they face to be eligible for the program.
Now, when you're doing this, do you have to be specific about what you're going to use it for? Because quite often, I mean, honestly, if a home is in disrepair, there could be something that's wrong at the time you make application, then something more pressing pops up in the meantime. So what kind of boundaries do you have there?
It's either a minor repair or it's a major rehab or reconstruction. So if it's a minor repair, that's just a small issue, and that's a grant up to $5,000. Mm-hmm. And so we do that. We go in and we look at whatever pressing need there is, and usually it is a health or safety issue. But if it's a major rehab or reconstruction, our housing specialist actually looks at all the issues in the home and determines whether it's feasible or not to rehab it or to actually reconstruct it, which would be to tear the property down and rebuild on the property. And usually that's a cost factor if you're looking at the home.
Sure.
And also whether or not that homeowner wants to do that. It's a volunteer program. If they're eligible and go through the process, we may determine, you know, there's too many issues going on here, so we cannot rehab this feasibly, you know, and make it where you're able to repay the note. It is a loan, and we do work with the homeowner to make sure that they can make that loan payment back to us. Because we get federal funds, we're trying to leverage the dollar as much as possible in our community. So what we want to do is to make our loans where that household can repay that loan. And then that gives us money coming back into the program so we can help another person and another person.
Now, and do you guys find the contractors and everything to do the work for them? Okay.
Yes, we do. It is, we're like the general contractor, I guess, and we're the funder. So we're going to make sure that we're right there through the whole process and that we're doing the things we need to do that we agreed with the homeowner, and it's a tri-party agreement for the major rehabs or reconstructs. And so we're right there walking through that process with the homeowner and making sure that the contractor is doing what we need for them to do.
Sure. And finally, burst water pipe, something like that. I mean, something that's just instantaneously a problem. Do you have some sort of a program there?
The minor repair program, that would be it.
Okay.
And, you know, we try to use common sense, something like that. We want to get somebody out there right away.
Mm-hmm.
Got to get them and, you know, make sure that they're
qualified
eligible and
sure.
qualified for the program. Mm-hmm. But we have contractors that are available on that short-term notice like mm-hmm. that. And so if it's an emergency, a first person that we contact, we get them out there once we make sure that that person is qualified. Also, you know, if you have a question about it, you know, like, am I eligible? Am I not eligible? Let's mm-hmm. say you're not eligible and you have an immediate problem or a long-term problem. We try to work with local nonprofits that also their mission is to help people and to improve their housing conditions. So if a person's not eligible, we try to refer them
sure.
to other people.
Okay.
And local churches do a lot of great work in our community.
Yeah, that's it. Alcee Bond's here this morning. So if you want some more information about all of this, what do they do?
209-5175. Just give us a call.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks.
Thank you, Scott.
You bet. We visit the folks from the City of Bryan on Thursdays. It's our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at VanDykeRankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200 or at dayhill.com.
Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Orders for durable goods fell 2% in August, mostly because of lower bookings for autos and airplanes. Orders minus transportation were flat. Orders for core capital goods, an indicator of business investment, slipped 0.2%. Video games are moving to television. Turner Broadcasting is teaming up with talent agent WMEIMG to create a league for video game players and fans. The league will feature live Friday night telecasts of video game competitions. BMW shares are down 7% in Europe after magazine Auto Bild reported one of the German carmaker's models' emissions were much higher than allowed in Europe under standardized testing conditions. The magazine says the X3 xDrive 20D SUV emitted more than 11 times more nitrogen oxide during a street test than permitted by the European Union. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a sharply lower open this morning. Crude oil trading at $44.32 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Attention business owners. We know that owning a business means getting things done right now. So if your right now list includes a new building, call the Right Now Company. General Steel. We can design a building for your business quickly and save you thousands of dollars. That's right, thousands. You may think General Steel only builds large projects or that you can't afford General Steel quality. Well, check these prices. How about a 40 by 60 foot building for under $22,000? Or even a 50 by 100 for under $35,000? That's right, a 5,000 square foot building for under $35,000. And these buildings all have General Steel quality. Best of all, you can still order a building and have it delivered in time to build this year. How's that for right now? So don't delay. Call General Steel today at 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. Need more planning? No problem. General Steel can help you with that right now. Call General Steel and be in your new building this year. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
The Aggie Report brought to you by Sioux Falls Prater Equipment. Go to cptractor.com to find a location near you.
The Aggie Daily Show is brought to you by Flash Seats. Flash Seats is the official secondary marketplace for Texas A&M. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game.
Listen up, Aggie fans. You need to check out Flash Seats, the official secondary ticket marketplace for Texas A&M. It's a paperless ticketing system that lets you enter games with a credit card and buy, sell, and transfer guaranteed tickets to Texas A&M games. It's easy, safe, and secure. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today.
Texas A&M will take the show on the road this Saturday when they travel to AT&T Stadium in Arlington to take on the Razorbacks of Arkansas. Arkansas now 1-2 after three games. They won the opener against UTEP 48-13, lost a surprise game to Toledo 16-12. They played that one in Little Rock at War Memorial. And then in Fayetteville last Saturday night, they lost to Texas Tech 35-24. Brandon Allen's their quarterback. 62 of 92, two interceptions, 916 yards, completing 67% of his passes. And the Aggs, again, will kick at 6, our broadcast at 5, A&M and Arkansas at AT&T Stadium. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report.
When it comes to getting the right part to fix your equipment, look no further than Sioux Falls Prater Equipment, your local John Deere dealer. It doesn't matter if you drive green, blue, new, or old. We carry everything from genuine John Deere OE parts to John Deere Reman to aftermarket alternatives. That means you can always count on us to have the right part to fit your machine. Come in today to experience the value of choice and always get the right part to fit your needs. Visit the Sioux Falls Prater Equipment nearest you or online at cptractor.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in 1 minute with one that just might surprise you.
Now, this is rather incredible. Now, losing weight is easier than you ever thought it could be. The Activate Company has a new product that can help you lose weight now, and all you do is simply spray it in your mouth. You heard me right. Through a very unique combination of all natural vitamins, minerals, and a proprietary blend of extracts, including that very special ingredient you've heard about from Dr. Oz, the raspberry ketones, the spray is immediately absorbed and starts to do several things. It increases your metabolism, decreases appetite, promotes heart and cardiovascular health, and much more. And all you do is simply spray it in your mouth. No caffeine, no sugar, no stimulants. Safe and effective. You've always wanted a quick and easy way to lose weight, and now a company that you have come to know and trust for years is making that possible. Go to myactivate.com for more information, or you can call them toll-free 800-465-4411. Myactivate.com or 800-465-4411.
She called him Mon Petit Chien. If you know a little bit of French, you know that means my little dog. But it's not an insult. No, as a matter of fact, in French, it's a term of endearment. And the little 9-year-old boy, well, he seemed to understand that it was meant in the nicest of ways. Everyone in the New Jersey neighborhood just knew the strange-speaking little old lady as Mrs. George B. Wheeler. Oh, she was entertaining with an infectious laugh and outrageous stories. Her speech may have added to the speculation a bit, since it was a strange mixture of French and English without too much of one or the other. Now, many in the predominantly Italian Jersey neighborhood found her hard to understand, so she became known as the weird old lady down the street. But the boy she called Mon Petit Chien, well, he was different. He would sit and listen for hours to her. She would tell him tall tales, and they would play music together. She told him that she had seen many breadcrumbs in her life, but the one she remembered most was the breadcrumb in Rasputin's beard during dinner. She said that she has been given thousands of roses over the year, but the rose she remembers the most was the one from the hair of Mata Hari when she danced for the last time. Mrs. Wheeler would put on music and tell of how she recorded that old cylinder with Thomas Edison in person and what it was like to sing for the Pope. Yet the stories were grand and so entertaining that Mon Petit Chien would sit and listen. Oh, he could never tell his friends because they would think that, well, he was nuts to spend so much time with the weird old lady. There they would sit for hours talking and listening. So imagine, if you will, the shock of this young man who heard the tall tales of Rasputin, of Mata Hari, Thomas Edison, and the Pope, when in later years he found out that, well, it was all true, every word of it. Now, I don't know where inspiration comes from in people, but I would guess it comes from people like Mrs. Wheeler, but it is a little-known fact that the elder Mrs. Wheeler was, in fact, famed European opera star and legend Blanche Arial. And she really did all those things. And maybe, just maybe, we have a little insight ourselves to what sparked one of the greatest careers in music of our time, as the little Mon Petit Chien listened and became inspired himself. Mon Petit Chien, or as we've come to know and love him, Old Blue Eyes himself, Mr. Frank Sinatra.
Kim Komando here with a glimpse into the near future. Four times a year, I report on what lies just ahead. Now that fall is officially here, let's take our third 2015 look. First, there's no doubt that Twitter is in a major decline. People are going to the Facebook-owned Instagram, which yesterday announced it has reached a staggering 400 million daily users. Soon, major politicians and world figures will move over to Instagram, too. Next, and most importantly, the road ahead is all about artificial intelligence. Voice recognition and AI are getting so good so quickly that it's already appearing everywhere and in everything. Consider for a moment Siri's artificial intelligence. It has now proven that speech will become the primary way that we interact with all devices, and AI will be built into everything, from our phones to our cars, our appliances, air conditioners, home and office lighting, and video screens. In short, Gene Roddenberry and Star Trek's Captain Kirk got it exactly right. Read more and get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. Start your own business? They say you're crazy to put everything on the line to be your own boss. But not GoDaddy. They like that courageous, passionate kind of crazy. They can help you put the idea or business you're crazy passionate about online. With their Get Online Today toolkit, you get a memorable domain name, a professional website, and personalized email powered by Microsoft Office 365. Sound expensive? It's not. For a limited time, GoDaddy's Get Online Today toolkit is just $1 a month. Just $1 with the purchase of an annual plan. Starting your dream business or putting your business online isn't crazy. Passing on GoDaddy.com's Get Online Today toolkit for only $1 a month, that's a little crazy. They've helped millions of small business owners, and they can help you too. Try the Get Online Today toolkit from GoDaddy.com and get a domain name, a website, and email for only $1 a month. Oh yeah, web hosting and 24/7 live customer support totally free. GoDaddy.com/Kim. That's GoDaddy.com/Kim.
Domain included with annual plan only. See site for details.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Save big on Kubota products during the More Power to You sales event. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:38. 68 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by the Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Now on file is the contract extension for Texas A&M University System Chancellor John Sharp.
Total compensation doubles for Sharp from $657,000 to $1.3 million a year, according to figures from the A&M system that moves Sharp past Texas Tech and Houston to second among his in-state peers, behind UT Chancellor William McRaven at $1.9 million. Sharp's base salary rises from $507,000 to $900,000, and his deferred compensation increases from $150,000 to $200,000 a year. The new contract adds an annual retention bonus of $200,000 after he passes his anniversary date. Starting his fifth year as chancellor, Sharp agreed to a five-year extension. None of his 13 predecessors have held the post for 10 years. The longest to serve was Jack Williams, who stepped down in 1979 after 8 years and 4 months. Unless Sharp or the Board of Regents gives written notice in 2019, the contract has an automatic rollover through 2025. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
College Station is getting its first business where you don't have to get out of your car to buy a mixed drink or cup of beer. The city council this week granted a conditional use permit following a split vote. Mayor Nancy Berry, who voted for the permit, was among those asking business owner Tyler Stevenson questions of how drive-through customers are checked.
So if he comes up and asks for four drinks and there's four people in the car, you card everyone, even though he says it's four for me?
Yeah, that's what we would card everyone if he ordered four drinks and there are four people in the car. There's other circumstances like that.
Carl Mooney seconded Blanche Brick's motion to block alcohol sales in the drive-thru.
You're talking about a very thin piece of plastic, all right, that is easily removable,
can easily be torn in any variety of ways. Share it with everybody else who's drinking. You've created an atmosphere and an opportunity for drinking while you're driving.
Steve Aldrich was part of the 4-2 majority approving the permit as proposed.
I don't see that there is a real significant reason for us to limit someone who has an entrepreneurial idea that is based upon the ability to be able to have something other than a prepackaged drink, a drink of your choice, mixed.
The permit also received the unanimous support of the Planning and Zoning Commission. As Bryan's Mayor Pro Tem wraps up a term limited 6 years on the City Council, Art Hughes told listeners on WTAW's The Infomaniacs his successor should let city staff implement the policies approved by the governing body.
Well, you have to put the right people in the right places. And I personally think that we have that right now. I mean, I'm not saying everybody's exactly what the doctor ordered, but I think we've got a very good staff. City Council can take the credit for putting those staff members in place. But as far as the operation of the city day to day, we rely very heavily on the city manager and his staff.
Hughes feels very strongly that the City Council gives direction and the staff manages the day-to-day affairs. Beginning this morning, the speed limit is going down on a portion of a main highway in Bryan. The TxDOT district office says the speed limit has been reduced 5 miles per hour on FM 158 or William Joel Bryan and Boonville between Villa Maria and Miramont. The new speed limits will be changed and enforced before noon. That means the speed limit between Villa Maria and Austin's Colony will become 40, and from Austin's Colony to Miramont will be 50. This year is the 35th year of the Keep Brazos Beautiful organization. Recognition at yesterday's annual awards luncheon included recognition of KBB founders Dorothy and Jack Miller. This year's recipient of the Miller Youth Award is a kindergarten student at College Hills Elementary. 5-year-old Emerson King asked that her friends provide gift cards for her birthday so she could donate them to KBB towards ongoing landscaping and gardening efforts. A photo of Emerson and the list of all the winners are on our website at WTAW.com. A second-generation member of the Bluebell ice cream family, who spent 74 years with the company, has died. Bluebell officials have announced the death of Ed Cruzy. For the last year, the 87-year-old was the chairman emeritus of the company. Before that, he was chairman for 27 years, and before that, he spent 18 years as president. His full-time career at Bluebell began in 1951, 2 years after graduating from Texas A&M with a bachelor's degree in dairy management. Current dean of the College of Agriculture, Dr. Mark Hussey, who knew Cruzy, described him as, quote, a visionary in the agriculture and food industry, a friend to his community, and a devoted supporter of the college. Ed Cruzy first worked for his father at Bluebell at the age of 13 when he wrapped ice cream sandwiches by hand. His funeral service is Saturday afternoon at 2 at Brenham High School. When you head to the State Fair of Texas, leave behind your selfie stick. The fair joins numerous museums, amusement parks, concert and sports venues that have barred them for safety and nuisance reasons. The fair starts tomorrow, runs through October 18th. WTAW News Time is 8:43. It's 68 degrees. This look at news brought to you by the Bank and Trust. More news on the way today at noon or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, I'm Cal McNeil with the Bank and Trust. To us, your banking relationship is more than just deposits. We want to be the first place you call for your lending needs. Let your banking relationship be my priority. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers.
Hi, I'm Ivan Olson with the Bank and Trust. Our emphasis every day is to come to work and figure out how to say yes on loans to help this community and our customers grow. We've got the best bankers in this market. Come give us a try. Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers.
Hi, this is Josh.
And Sienna.
From the Chocolate Gallery.
We
want to thank you for voting us best chocolates in the Brazos Valley for the second year in a row.
We love preparing premium chocolates and pastries for you and are dedicated to bringing you new flavor experiences. This fall, we'll be incorporating the pastry techniques and world flavors that we discovered at Expo Milano in Italy.
Experience the Chocolate Gallery featuring Sienna's Cakes, open Tuesday through Saturday at 211 North Main Street in downtown Bryan. Visit bcschocolategallery.com.
For your car, your home, your business too, Acme Glass takes care of you. For over 60 years, we're the clear leader. Our quality and value keep shining through. For repair and replacement on all kinds of glass, you can trust Acme for quality that lasts. Where quality and value keep shining through, Acme Glass, we're the clear leader.
For us, it's about your quality of life, your ability to lift your grandchild, finish the back nine, plant a garden, or walk your daughter down the aisle. That's what's at stake. Not just the bad knee or hip or shoulder, but the promise, responsibility, and privilege of getting you back to your life on your terms. St. Joseph Orthopedics. For us, it's personal.
Morning, it's 8:46. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. Two-way radios and paging systems. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. We'll just read you the weather. Going to be okay today. Look for a high temperature, probably about 91 or 92, something like that. The winds have been out of the east, and then now they're out of the northeast, so that makes it pleasant. Still 68 degrees outside. And that's in the sun, so in the shade it's even nicer. 70 for low temperature tonight. Tomorrow night's low is going to be 67 degrees for Friday night football or whatever. About 70 degrees on Saturday night and Sunday night, too. High temperatures only around 90. All right, so British retailer Marks and Spencer has upset its male customers by shortening the zipper on some of their pants.
Hey now!
Customers can complain that as much as 1 inch has been taken off the fly zipper in some of the garments, and customers are reporting logistical difficulties. And so they're not happy. They're letting it be known. So there. Binge watching. Patrick, are you here?
I am.
Okay. You binge watcher? Do you have anything that you binge watch?
I have in the past. I'm not a habitual binger.
Okay. Kevin, you binge watcher?
On occasion.
You know, it's interesting because
you call them binge three or more episodes?
Well, I don't know exactly what that would be. Netflix is pretty much on a mission to change the whole way that we watch television. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Because, obviously, we used to have to quietly wait and plan our lives around when the next Perry Mason was going to be on or whatever.
Well, I'll just say now, on Hulu, Nicole likes to watch The Mindy Project. It was canceled from the networks, I think, and picked back up by Hulu. She's releasing them 1 week at a time.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, yeah.
It gives us, it's just like sort of DVRing it or recording it.
Sure. Netflix has done some analysis on which episode of a TV series actually gets us hooked.
Ah.
And it varies by series. The data point that Netflix focused on was the one special episode after which 70% of the people kept watching until the end of the season. In other words, the episode that got them addicted to the show. So they put together the turning point episode, if you will. And I don't generally don't binge watch. There are only two shows that I, of course, there's plenty more if I could, but I don't. But the only ones that I've binge watched has been House of Cards, and I'm really, really, really guilty of that. And I guess the other one is Homeland. But I didn't pick Homeland up until like the second season anyway, and then I went back and started at the beginning. But strangely enough, the first time I watched House of Cards, I fell asleep during the first episode, but I went back and gave it another shot, and I was hooked again. But, you know, do we do that? And again, it definitely has to do with our lifestyle. Definitely has to do with, when you do have time to do that. Things like Justified, I didn't binge watch it, but I always made sure that I saw it within 24 hours of it being out. But I didn't care for it enough to watch it live. You know what I mean? I'm not going to go to that extent. So I thought we'd call a local general manager of a radio station, because I think he does binge watch. I believe he is a binge watcher. And then I have another little fascinating thing. I don't know if I'll bring it up with Mr. Downs or not, if he's here, but let me get the intro.
Hello.
He's the boss. He's the man. He's...
I have a present for you.
Me?
For you.
Oh, wow.
Mr. Ben Downs.
Do we dare try to use local speakers, or should I try to do this a different way?
Oh, no, just go ahead.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Okay.
It could... Well, okay. Have you ever wondered what jingle singers do in their spare time?
Yes, actually, I have.
Okay.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear God. Happy birthday to you.
There you go.
Oh, that's so nice. Thank you so much.
I know. We also have Scotty.
That's okay. That's good. Well, thank you. That's very nice. It's a little late, but
it's
that's
a week
okay.
late, but yeah. Come on.
Yeah, it's good.
You didn't
that's...
expect anything.
I know. You're
yeah.
right.
That's... Happy birthday couldn't be sung that way.
Yeah, that's
a
right.
Week ago.
We weren't. We weren't sure if it was clear or not.
I don't have Patrick yet.
Okay, you're working on that.
Yeah, I don't have Patrick, but I'm working on it.
All right.
I'm working on it. They don't have Ben either. I'm pretty upset about that.
Do they have Chella?
No. Well, they. Well, let's see. Who else do we know? Let's see. We have Carol, Caroline, Debbie,
Frito.
Debbie.
You have Frito?
No, we don't. Okay. We have Helen. We have Elizabeth. That's close to Lily.
Yeah, it is. That's
I
good.
Guess. Well. Hold on. We can do Elizabeth. Here we go.
Okay.
Sorry.
We've skated over everybody's name
like
here,
me.
But mine. Thanks
I'm
for
sorry,
that, guys.
We, well, okay. Kevin, come on. If we don't have Patrick, we're not going to have Kevin. You know.
Yeah.
Sure.
This is the part I like.
Happy birthday to you.
Hey!
Happy birthday, dear Elizabeth. Happy birthday to you.
Okay. Wonderful.
I'm so excited.
That's really so cool. Do you want to give us the website, or does it matter?
It's Real World, RELWorld.com. Okay. Happy birthday.
Oh, that's wonderful. Are you a binge watcher?
No, I don't have that kind of attention span.
Well, I didn't know. We were looking at that to see if.
Look, I saw two episodes of a show. You know, if I really want to catch up, I can get probably two in,
okay.
maybe,
okay.
but it's usually one.
Right.
And we did see the wife and I. We did see Everest last night in IMAX 3D.
What'd you think?
Oh my gosh.
Oh, that'll take your breath away.
Huh? Oh, boy. Those people were way up in the sky.
I was going to say, but, I mean, if you have a heights thing, is that...
I don't have a heights thing. Lily has a bad heights thing. I mean, it was...
How could you have a fear of heights, Scott?
Yeah. he's been that way for all week. I'm just saying. I can't work under these conditions. I'm just saying.
If
I cannot
had an
work
HR
under
department. I would call them for you.
Yeah, thank you. Just saying. Anyway,
that was awesome.
All right, now here it's about 7 minutes till. This is kind of an interesting concept, and actually so interesting, I'm probably going to discuss it tomorrow too.
Yes.
But Danish researchers suggest that first come first serve is a waste of time.
Huh.
The problem with first come, first served is it incentivizes people to arrive early, which researchers say results in people waiting for the longest period of time. When this incentive is removed under a last come, first served system, the lines are more efficient.
Wouldn't last come, first served mean that you just wouldn't show up?
Well, researchers suggest that under this model, people are forced to change their behaviors and arrive at the line at a slower rate.
I'm not getting this at all. How isn't? Well, they're all socialists over there.
Well,
anyway.
Of course they are. And again, it's Denmark. When people who arrive last are served first, there is less of a bottleneck and thus less congestion in the line. Of course, when researchers measured how fair participants felt each queuing system was, first come, first serve was seen to be the most fair, while last come, first serve was seen as the least fair. So good luck trying to implement the system in your real life.
How would you do
that?
Okay, you know, we might have some seats to a table.
All right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If I were to send out a memorandum and say, we have 10 seats at this event table.
Okay.
But the last people who say they want to be there are going to be the ones who get it. Now, first of all, that will help you out.
Yeah.
Because
well,
I know Scott's usually like, you know, this table's been filled. I've sent out two notes saying it has been, and then Scott says, hey, you got a seat for me?
Yeah. You guess what? Works.
Now, don't get me wrong. There's some biblical last is first stuff going on here.
Yeah.
I understand that. But that just doesn't seem a workable solution.
Well, and that's why the story, I mean, look, they're researchers. They're Danish researchers. Their concept of the real world obviously is lost, but
well,
they are
even
saying
see how it could work.
Well, you mean the mechanics of it, how the logistically you could do it?
Well, yeah.
I guess that the people are all waiting around the corner, actually, and then when you open the door or hang the sign, then they come running around. So they're there. They're just not waiting on the premises.
It seems like you're still. You would have to game the system as opposed to let your enthusiasm for the product determine who is the most who is the most worthy of this product.
Well, but here's the deal: is I don't know what the
head's starting to hurt.
Well,
the crickets are warming up.
But I don't know what the reward was. See, they don't say what the reward was in their experiment.
Would you want to be the last person to take a bite of that Payday candy bar?
Is it a cupcake? Is it a movie pass? I mean, what was it that they did that for? I mean, I think that would be part of
too. I bring donuts on Friday.
Uh-huh.
Would you like to come up here 2 hours after the donuts are fed to the piranhas?
Yeah.
And say, oh, look, there's half of a donut. I think I'll take that.
No.
I'll be last. It just doesn't work.
No, I could come up here 2 hours afterwards, and I'll tell you it will be a donut that has red icing on it.
And probably Batteries Plus Bulb, save $20 after mail-in rebate on X2 Power car and truck batteries. Located in Bryan in front of the new Walmart and in College Station. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Trust the plus. See batteriesplus.com for details and limitations. Learn about tree and land conservation, wildfire prevention, and emergency response at the History in the Making Texas A&M Forest Service exhibit now open at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum. For more information, visit bush41.org.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
Amish Furniture for Generations brings you the quality and beauty of solid wood furniture that you'll enjoy for generations to come. For your dining room, bedroom, family room, or office, these exquisite handcrafted pieces are made from solid oak, cherry, and maple woods, with special attention to all the details that transform furniture into heirlooms. Now's the time to place custom orders for Christmas. Amish Furniture for Generations on Boonville Road, just past Kroger in the Old Town Boonville Shopping Center.
If you're a high school senior, join your classmates and commit to attending all of your classes this year.
At the end of the school year, Atkinson Toyota Scion is giving away a new Scion, or you could win one of many scholarships.
Details online and on Facebook.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, a couple of minutes till. Did you hear about this? The 4-year-old Oklahoma boy reprimanded by his teacher for what the instructor said was an act of evil. Alicia Sands, parent to son Zaid, said she noticed one day that her son was trying to write with his right hand, even though he had been writing, throwing, and doing everything with his left hand for years. When she asked why, he said that his teacher had told him that using his left hand was bad and associated with the devil and evil.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, see, is that true? Because I say that mustard and mayonnaise is evil. Come on.
Well, a 4-year-old, see, I mean, that's a different deal. I mean, that's pretty strange. Left-handed people do indeed live in a discriminatory right-handed world. Yeah, they do. Only about 10% of the world's population is left-handed. Yeah, it is. But anyway, I don't know that it makes you evil.
Great, another protected class.
And imagine if you're in Denmark, then you could really get there last and then be left-handed and say, yes, I want to be last. So, All right, let me see what else we got. Bruce Springsteen can't go anywhere without getting called up on stage. Tuesday night is his birthday. Jackson Brown singing, asked him to come up. He had to do 2 songs. I mean, really? Really? Busman's Holiday? Is that what it's all about? This date in 1789, the U.S. Supreme Court, Attorney General, and the Post Office were established. More importantly, in 1977, The Love Boat premiered. And in 1968, 60 Minutes premiered. All right, we're back tomorrow. It's 9 o'clock, WTAW, College Station, Bryan.